Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Coy. How may I help you?
Yes, my name's Shirley Nichols, and I had got a charge on my bank account. I ordered a trial subscription to this face cream for $6.95, and it came up on my bank account, and I just received the product on Friday. And another charge came out of my account for $97.97. And I didn't agree to any, subscription to this stuff. It was just a trial thing. So what do I do about that?
All right. So, Ms. Shirley, give me 1 second while I get that account pulled up.
Okay.
All right. Could you provide me with your zip code?
26170.
All right. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
All right, so Ms. Nichols, I have found that account for you. I'm just waiting on it to completely load so I can take a look at it.
Okay, this is my, I had called on Friday and I talked to a man and he gave me a code, a number code to use to cancel this.
Mm-hmm.
But he gave me the name of the company and he said I could pull it up on the internet, like if I wanted to correspond with them directly, and it was activefacecream.com, but I didn't get it all. I couldn't find it on the internet. But he did give me a code number to, if I corresponded with them, but I can't, I'm not getting the name of the company that he gave me, or I was hoping to have a phone number, maybe I could call them.
Okay.
Try lunaactivefacecream.com or something, but I didn't get the whole thing that he told me. I couldn't understand him really well.
Okay, I'll only give it to you.
Okay.
All right, so let's see. Okay, so yeah, it shows that you were charged $96.42 for the active.
Because I had paid the, or I did the $6.95, was supposed to be like a trial offer. And, then I just, like I said, I just received a product on Friday, so I didn't even have a chance to try it or anything to see if I wanted to continue. And then they billed me a second charge. Well, my bank said it said $97.97, and I'm not going to pay that when I haven't even tried the product to see if I want to continue with it. So I wanted to cancel. So this guy I talked to on Friday gave me this code number.
I definitely won,
and he told me when I correspond with them, but I'm not getting the name, and I was hoping to get a phone number to call them to tell them
okay.
that I
before
you know,
so did you want that account canceled or did you want to receive the name or
do you have a phone number for them or just the name of the company?
I actually have both.
Okay, I'd take a phone number. That way I can call them direct and give them the cancel code that the guy gave me on Friday from you guys.
Okay, give me 1 second. Let me find that phone number for you.
Okay, that'd be great because all he gave me was this number. I could find him on the internet, and then I can't find it because I'm not getting, I don't think I'm getting typing in the right name or something.
Okay, so he did provide you with the phone number?
No, he just gave me the name of the company. Try.
Oh. Yeah.
What is
the cream company? Okay.
Can you spell it for me? Try Luna something active or?
Let me see. What was the name of it? It's in the news.
It was trysomethingfacecream.com is what he told me, but I didn't get it. I couldn't understand him real well, so I didn't get it written down.
Try Luna Active, L-U-N-A.
LUNACTIVE. Okay, Lunactive, CITVE, facecream.com.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. And also, I have that number ready for you as well.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, so that phone number for that company is
855-207-1119.
Yes, ma'am. And what I'll go ahead and do for you for that $97.97 on the account is get that subscription canceled and then get you back a 50% refund.
I can only get a 50% refund of it?
Yes, ma'am, because the charge is valid, or I can reach out to my resources to see if there's anything else that we can do.
Okay. Yeah, I'd like to have it all back, but unless, because I, like I said, I only did the, what I thought was doing the trial thing, and it was $6.95. So
okay.
I didn't know I was agreeing to anything that was $90-some. So who else can you talk to? Or?
All right. So, yeah, I can definitely reach out to my supervisor. So just give me 1 second. I'm going to place you on a brief hold and reach out to her, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, so Miss Nichols, I do apologize for the misunderstanding because it really does look like we must have overlooked the terms and conditions. So what I'm going to do, I've spoke with my supervisor. I'm going to go ahead and get your account canceled. And as a customer courtesy due to the misunderstanding, I will go ahead and credit your account with that refund, and it'll be back into your bank account within 3 to 5 business days, okay?
Okay, I appreciate it. That is great. I'm sorry I misunderstood and stuff. I just assumed I was doing just that trial thing. So.
Right, you're okay. Definitely okay.
Okay. What was your name again?
My name is Coy, and I've also got that refund issued to you. And let's see. So you should receive an email about your refund. So I think it's T-I-L-L-Y. T-I-L-L-Y. Yeah.
Gmail.com.
Yeah. So, yeah, you'll receive an email about that refund. And I've got that account canceled for you. So, Ms. Nichols, you are good to go.
Okay. Thank you so, so very much.
All right.
I appreciate
you. You're so welcome. It was my pleasure.
Happy New Year, honey.
Same
thank
to you.
Bye-bye.